214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Yeah.
The Hardline Helpline.
Yes, this is the Hardline Helpline.
214.
Where you help us out.
520.
And we help you out.
Help.
214-520-HELP. Sponsored by
Velvet Taco.
Right down the road on McKinney. Old Velvet Taco. Passed it today. So, yes, we will sometimes help you. We've been getting a lot of help from our phone calls in issues that we've had on the air. And thank you very much for reaching out. But sometimes you need some assistance yourself. And that's what this is for. And that's what this particular phone call is for. And a very awkward one, no doubt about it. But this guy is catching hell, apparently, for talking about when he was 15 or so, making out with a girl. Which, all right, I mean, it happens, right? You make out with a girl when you're 15.
Not for all of us.
So, here is his very, very odd... Go ahead.
And he wanted me to change his voice, so I pitched his voice down half a level because he didn't want his wife to know it was him.
Oh, Mr. Ed checking in. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Guys, I think I got myself into a pickle, and I need your advice on how to get out. So, a little background. I love the ticket. I use your bits. I steal them, basically, for parties. And things like, would you rather have a baby arm or a lobster claw? You know, your mother and your wife trade brains. Which one would you have relations with? You know, stuff like that. Party talk. It's fun. So this weekend I did the classic, I think it was Ranch, but it could have been Hardline or Gordo. But the thing I did was, you know, when you were, say, 15, 16, something like that, you were making out with a chick, and it was hot. And that was okay, because you were also 15. She was 15. It was fine. And now, is it okay to remember that fondly, or what? What do we do? We don't remember that fondly. Everyone thinks I'm a pedophile.
Everyone.
So his problem is, and I don't think this was rant based, is it okay to talk about a girl that you made out with when you were 15 or 16?
With your wife.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's like he's with, well, maybe so. Maybe buddies, though, like, God, y'all remember old Susie from high school? God, she was hot. I made out with her one time. That was awesome. And then are you being labeled as, why do you think about that stuff?
Yeah, you probably need to keep your spec back to yourself.
Yeah, who's he telling this to?
I don't know.
I mean, it's fine to have wistful memories of your previous conquests.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fond memories for a reason.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you should probably talk about,
but what about
your high school.
What about if you're with exploits? Your high school friends?
Okay, maybe, yeah.
Did he say his age?
He did not say his age.
Like, there's no way, let's say he's 40. There's no way for a 40-year-old to talk about mid-high school conquests without sounding incredibly Wooderson from
Dazed and Confused.
From Dazed and Confused, right?
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, internally, do what you will with your life story.
Yeah, but the girl is no longer 15. Now she's 40.
Yeah, but where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I think if it's high school friends and they all know each other, it might be different because you can put yourself back and maybe you kind of knew each other at that age.
Yeah, they'll bring it up at a dinner party.
Maybe mentally you revert back to that age when you're hanging out with them.
Or like at a work function with people that don't know where you are.
Yeah, I got a story.
Yeah. Hey, you guys were talking about girls. I got one for you. So I was 14.
So I was thinking about the top three tightest bodies I ever had in high school.
I'm going to go ahead and narrow it
down. Boss, come over here. I want you to hear this story.
There's just no way. There's no way to do it.
It has to be. And yeah, with your wife. Ew.
Yeah, buddy. Congratulations on making out, though.
Yeah.
We're real proud of you here at the table.
You get some points on Jake's points for sex chart.
But if he's saying...
Not four, but... Pointer.
If he's saying...
At least one.
Everybody thinks I'm a pedophile, what is he...
Mark.
...doing? What is he talking about? Like, what... Literally, is he going around to at parties, as he says?
All right. Top five all time. Go.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm a pedophile.
Yeah, thank you for altering his voice.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
He requested it.
It doesn't feel as gross that way.
I don't know if I've... I know I haven't. I've never said anything about that outside of high school friendships. Now,
I'm to TCU, I'm living.
Stop it, Ann! God, you're such a jerk.
You always talk
jerk.
About the stinky girlfriend.
Shut up, Ty.
Yeah, there's also the. Do you know where you are?
Ty, five.
All right, yeah, okay. Just let it go. Let all of it go.
That one doesn't get mentioned as often.
They never get mentioned. You mention them. But if I'm with my high school friends, then we're cutting up and laughing about stuff that happened in high school.
For sure.
Most of it doesn't apply to girls, but sometimes a girl will get brought up.
Who now is the exact same age as you.
Who's 53 now.
Right.
So the lesson is be very selective about the company that you discuss this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't ever speak in generalities about... The girls back in high school, and then wave your arms sort of thing.
No,
like when you're taking communion, don't bring it up.
Or don't bring it up.
And it's inappropriate in the workplace, just in case anyone's curious if it's...
True dad.
We learned that.
If you're allowed to mention that in the break room.
Yeah, that's not a good place to do it
either. That's just how it is around here. Get used to it, was one of the answers.
That's just how it is around here. Get used to it.
Or quit your job.
Yeah, do you think that... Okay, I want one of you guys, especially after the latest round of training, to just go into the break room with some salesperson that you don't know. And you're in there filling up your water bottle or whatever, getting some cheese crackers. And you're like, God, man. I remember one time I was banging this high school girl. Just see the slow turnaround.
How quickly would they lead you out into the streets?
Just getting some water.
I was watching this scene this morning on VR Bangers, and she looked just like my high school girlfriend.
You want to see?
I got it pulled up right here.
Here's our Facebook. Just take 25 years off of this.
All right, we got to go. I wish we could keep going, but look at the run sheet.
Pulled up right here for you.
Imagine an A cup.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no. I mean,
she didn't have the surgery.
Said that?
Way pre-surgery.
Well, thank you for your call,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, thanks for your call. And don't be an idiot, idiot.
Oh,
yeah, learn
might
what,
be the best call we've got.
Learn what to say around your wife.